Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com and NoBSJobSearchAdvice.com. And welcome to today's show of NoBS Job Search Advice Radio. It's between Christmas and New Year's. I know you're going to be feeling, shall we say, maybe a little lethargic, lack of energy about job search, but that doesn't mean you can't listen to the show and apply some of my thinking. And this show today is about signing non-compete agreements. It's an important one for those of you who are interested in joining a startup, and you need to be conscious. Hope you find it helpful, and I hope you subscribe to this show and my other one, which is called Job Search Radio. If you look in iTunes, you'll see my smiling picture there for Job Search Radio. There's an older show that discontinued years ago with two guys' pictures. I'm the one guy show. So, again, I hope you find this one helpful, and here we go. You know, I'm going to talk with you about non-compete agreements, and I'm reminded of this by a former colleague of mine who was interviewing for a position with another recruiting firm, and after multiple interviews, they slipped a non-compete agreement in front of her and asked her to sign it. Now, she took it to an attorney, and you know, the attorney basically said, this is nonsense, but if they decide to try to enforce it, you're going to have to pay to defend it. So, you know, she, of course, turned down the job. I'm also reminded of my own circumstances where years ago, there's an agency I was working for. And, you know, after 9 years of working for them, the owner slips a non-compete in front of me and asked me to sign it. And I started laughing at the guy. I said, why would I possibly sign this? You're not giving me any consideration. And I want you to know, I would not take little consideration to sign this. You're going to have to pay a lot of money for me to give up my rights here. And then from there, he said, if you want me to leave because you're firing me because I won't sign this, I'm okay. There are plenty of other agencies that'd be happy to have me. So your choice. So, you know, I'm going to tell you that when you interview, hopefully they tell you early enough in the process that they have a non-compete agreement. I said, that's terrific. I want to take a quick look at it, have my lawyer look at it to make sure there's nothing ridiculous in it. What could be ridiculous? I said, I don't know. I haven't seen your agreement, but you know, you've spent time crafting this and you think it's fair to you. I need to have an attorney look at it to see if it's fair to me too. And just leave it at that. If they bring this in at the very end with the offer, you have to go and basically say much the same thing, but then take your time. Simply say, I'm on the schedule to meet with him or her early part of next week. I'm not making any decisions until I have a professional look at it, because after all, you didn't write this up. You had a lawyer draft it. I need to have my interests protected too. I'm not a fan of non-competes from the job hunter standpoint. I think it's a signal that the firm has problems and that the only way that they can keep people long-term is by binding them with a contract that's onerous. The contracts normally say that you can't compete with them for 1 year, 2 years, 4 years, whatever it is. And those basically take away your right to earn a living. Not a good practice for you to engage in, because all they're doing is offering you a job. And they're basically signaling everyone leaves us and we want to make sure that you don't compete. And what's compete? Now, if you work for, I'm just picking a name out. It has nothing to do with any circumstance. I'm not aware of any non-compete agreements that they have. I'm just pulling a name out of the air. Matter of fact, let me just do a more general thing. You work for a big brokerage firm, Mondo brokerage firm, and they slip a non-compete in front of you. Well, a big brokerage firm might also own a bank, it might own an investment bank, it might own any number of other firms. You want to see what specifically the agreement binds you from not doing. Compete with any business that they're in? That basically can turn you into a shoe salesman after a while. So don't sign non-competes without an attorney. Recognize the message in the non-compete. You know, it's kind of like a prenup. You know, I love you dearly, but in case this doesn't work out, I got to make sure that you don't hurt me. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them many more. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.